On March 13, 1963 in Phoenix, Arizona, Ernesto Miranda was taken into custody after police suspected him of theft. During several hours of police questioning, Miranda confessed to his involvement in the theft. Without ever being offered an attorney, Miranda also confessed to the police that about a week and a half earlier, he had brutally kidnapped and raped an 18-year-old woman. He would soon be sentenced to jail time, but this criminal story was far from over. My name is Gavin Onchando, and today I'm looking at the case of Ernesto Miranda and how it would lead to big change in how U.S. law is carried out today. By looking at the facts and what we know about the case, it becomes clear that Ernesto Miranda's case is full of complications and many easily avoided issues. But before getting into all that, I believe it's crucial to understand all aspects of this case. Detective Carol Cooley was presented a case in which there wasn't much to go on. He had a victim, an 18-year-old woman, bound and raped on a March night in Phoenix. He had a description of the assailant's car, but due to the shock the woman had suffered, it wasn't very reliable for details on the exterior. However, she was able to recall the interior. It had a dark upholstery with stripes, and there was a distinct smell of turpentine. About a week later, a family member of the victim would see a car that the victim had similarly described and called to report it to the detective. He did a search for a partial they received from the plate and wrote down the make and the model of the car. Many results came back for the partial plate, but only one fit the make and model. It was owned by Ernesto Miranda, who had a record of attempted rape and connections to armed robbery. He would soon be picked up and brought in for questioning by the authorities. At the time, he wasn't cuffed and wasn't informed of his rights because he wasn't being detained. He was put on a line of similar-looking people and presented to both the victim of the theft and the rape. Both managed to pick him out from the line. However, Cooley knew he would need more than just that to continue in this case. Miranda came out and he was informed that he had been picked out of the line. Knowing that, he was asked to write a confession. Following questioning about the theft and the rape, he would soon proceed to pick up a pencil and write out his full confession. Now, this could have been the end of the story, but legal issues would soon begin to arise. As he went to court, his appellate attorneys moved to set aside his guilty verdict, stating that police had never advised Miranda that he didn't have to answer law enforcement's questions. In a 5-4 decision, jurors agreed with Miranda's attorneys, reversing the rape conviction. The court would establish what we now know today as the Miranda rights. The court would base its decision on both the interpretation of the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, stating that we shall not be compelled to be a witness against ourselves, and on our Sixth Amendment right to counsel. As a result of the decision, statements or confessions could not be used in a court of law unless it was proven that the suspect fully understood their rights and thereafter voluntarily waived them. In the end, Miranda would still face jail time after being tried again under new evidence. He would serve 11 years in jail and be released in 1972. He would soon lose his life by being stabbed in a bar fight. In a strange twist of fate, the man who stabbed him invoked his Miranda rights and was never actually charged with Miranda's murder. Looking back on this case, it was a major milestone in the history of law because it made it clear that any person being detained must be read their rights. It cleared up gray areas that could have been used in court and set a base that all law enforcement must follow in order to maintain due process and keep the validity of the evidence gained from a suspect. Who would have thought that a few statements you hear on a TV show would have such a deep history tied to them?